I've decided to open my first savings account.
I've decided to reclaim my health.
I've decided to give faith
a second chance.
Time now for the I've Decided radio show, sponsored by I've Decided, an organization in Peoria designed to motivate people just like you to achieve your goals, from physical to financial health, to learning a new skill or being a better spouse. Now, I've Decided radio.
Good morning, Central Illinois. You are tuning in to I've Decided radio show this Sunday morning. I'm Kim Martin, founder of I've Decided and host of your radio show. Really appreciate you listening in out there. And you've probably maybe heard of I've Decided by now. We've been around for a few years. In case you haven't, and this is your first time just zooming by on the radio show, we are a community organization, and our goal is to provide a platform for you for success and transformation in your goals, whatever it is that you want to achieve. We want to go alongside you and help you be successful. So what is it that you want to do? Do you want to write a book, open your own business, go back to school, get healthy? There are so many goals and dreams out there. And you know what? You can accomplish it. Sometimes you just need the right resources or the community support, a support group, or somebody to accountability to just help you be successful. And that's what we want to be for you, that accountability partner, if you will, to help make sure that you get where you're going. And so I am super excited about my guest today. Of course, you know, we use the I've Decided radio show a lot to inform. We want to educate you with what's available in the community to help you be successful. We share our business resources. But one of my favorite things to do is to talk about the success stories. And we have so many success stories that are coming out of I've Decided. And today, my guest, Mike Brooks. Hey, Mike.
Hey there.
Welcome to I've Decided Radio.
Thank you.
I'm so glad you're here today. Mike decided this year to join our run group. And we started I've Decided to Run program 3 years ago. So this is our third year to do it. And it's a program designed for 10 weeks to take someone who's never ran before. And even most of our runners hadn't even walked to 5K before. So for some of us, it was their very first time to walk a 5K, run a 5K, but they went from whatever level they were to being able to run a 5K. And then, of course, we do our I've Decided to Run My First 5K. And Mike was one of those participants.
Yes, ma'am.
And so, but your story is really special. And when you shared it with me, I got goosebumps. I'm like, oh my gosh, we got to have you on the radio so you can share what it was that motivated you to do this program. So let's just kind of start back. Tell us a little bit about your story and where your desire to run even came from, Mike.
Well, my desire came from my 18-year-old son. He was diagnosed with leukemia back after high school. He was right after high school, he was diagnosed with ALL T-cell. He just graduated from May from Limestone High School. And in June, he was diagnosed with cancer. Fighting for his life, we didn't know if he was going to make it through the night.
Oh, wow.
He was earflown from OSF to Memphis, Tennessee. And we were told that he may not make it. So, therefore, Memphis has been very much in our life for the last 10 years.
And when you say Memphis, you mean St. Jude?
St. Jude.
St. Jude.
Children's Hospital, yes.
And most of the listeners are very familiar with St. Jude because we have an affiliate here. And, of course, the St. Jude Runs.
Mm-hmm.
And so that was on your heart. You wanted to participate in the St. Jude Runs.
For the last 10 years, I've been wanting to do this.
10 years?
Last 10 years, I've been wanting to do the Bartlett Peary Run.
To give back. Well, but let's back up a little bit. So with your son's story, he was diagnosed when he was how old?
He was 18, just graduated from high school.
18 years old, just graduated from high school, mm-hmm. And that was 10 years ago?
Yep.
And so he's 28 today. So we got a happy ending.
We did get a happy ending. Yes, we did.
So what happened when you went to St. Jude? I know we know about St. Jude, but some people don't realize just the extent of what St. Jude does for the kids and the family.
It's hard to describe. I mean, you go in there and you think of this horrible place to go, but it's not. I mean, it's so cheerful, and you think the worst thing you can think of is your son's going to die. But you get down there and they're so cheerful, and they put you in a nice place to stay. They feed you, they house you. You never see a bill. It's just awesome.
So you never got a bill from St. Jude for all that treatment?
No, ma'am. Never got a bill.
That is what makes St. Jude awesome. I think there's something like, for every dollar donated to St. Jude, something upwards of like 73 cents on the dollar goes directly to the kids of St. Jude.
I'm sure that's pretty accurate.
It's pretty accurate. It's unbelievable. It's one of the best. We got lots of great nonprofit organizations, as we all know, but they are definitely a state-of-the-art nonprofit organization. And of course, when it has to do with kids, especially if you're someone who has a child, we can relate to what that would be like. You know, not all of us can relate to having a child diagnosed with cancer, but we can somewhat get an idea of what that could potentially do to your heart.
Exactly.
So that's what gave you the desire to want to run. And you've been wanting to do it for 10 years.
10 years.
And so what was keeping you all this time from participating?
I don't know. Until I met you.
So 10 years later, you heard of I've Decided to Run.
I did.
Run.
Yes,
and
I did.
How did you hear about us?
From work. A nurse from work told me about this new group that she started running with last year. And so I decided to do it this year.
You were going to wait till next year?
I was going to wait till next year to do the run, to do the actual St. Jude run for next year. But I decided this year, well, why not do it this year? So I jumped both feet in and did it this year.
You stuck that stake in the ground.
I did.
And decided, right?
I did. I decided this year was the year.
This year was the year. So you're speaking of Karen, who happened to be one of our coaches this year.
She's a great person.
Yeah, and we actually had Karen on the show, Mike, maybe even a couple years ago now. She was one of our first guests because she actually ran the very first, my first 5K 3 years ago.
Oh, my.
And her story is amazing. You know, she's lost like 60 or 70 pounds, and now she's ran a half marathon.
Uh-huh.
And then we asked her to coach the program this year, and she did. And all right, so it's awesome because, as many of you may know if you're listening, this coming Saturday, August the 5th, is the St. Jude Runs.
It is.
And so that's why I thought today, this Sunday morning, is just a perfect day to kind of put it out there to help educate and inform the community about St. Jude and what the organization does. I've been a St. Jude runner for probably about, this is my 12th year, I think, running for St. Jude. Yeah, and we do the Running Central to Peoria.
Mm-hmm.
So that's 26.2 miles. That's the full marathon in a day. And I mean, I thank God, you know, that we haven't experienced having to go down there with a child, but we had a friend whose child did. And so that's what got us motivated.
Right.
So people, if you're listening, just want to give you the FYI, you can still donate.
Yeah.
And Mike, I'm sure you would love for them
to donate for your cause. Oh, yes.
And so how could they donate? So if someone wants to help support your run that you're doing this Saturday, how could they donate for that?
Go to stjude.org and look up my name, Mike Brooks.
stjude.org. Or do they need to go to St. Jude Runs? They click, go to stjude.org and then click on the run.
Yeah, I think so.
And then just look up Mike Brooks.
Or look on Facebook. I'm real easy to find. Just look for the Cub pitcher and then you'll get me there.
And then you can just go online and make a donation.
Yes, ma'am.
For Mike. And I just think it'd be awesome for you to do that if you're listening, because Mike's story. So you started this year. Now tell them how much weight you've lost, just because you've started, you wanted to get healthy to do this program.
I've lost over 40 pounds already and still losing.
And you're still losing.
Mm-hmm.
And we ran the first 5K.
We did.
And what place did you come in?
I came in fifth overall.
Fifth overall. That's awesome.
Out of 42 people.
Out of 42 people.
Uh-huh.
That was that's such a feat. Did you ever think you'd ever come in fifth?
No. No.
In a run?
No.
I've been running for 12 years. I don't think I've ever come in fifth place. But you know what the beauty of running is? You're really only competing with yourself.
Right.
You can just try to do a little bit better in this race, the next race, than you did the race before.
Exactly.
Okay. So you're going to run this Saturday.
Yes, ma'am.
And what's that look like? So help people understand. So you're doing the Bartonville to Peoria.
Uh-huh.
What does that day look like?
It's going to be an awesome day. 39 miles total, though.
39
I'm hoping
miles
to do half of that run myself.
So you're hoping to do somewhere around like almost 20 miles.
Yes, ma'am.
In that day.
In one day.
And, but, okay, so you're going to start where?
We start at Bartonville Kroger's.
And then what happens?
And then we go all through the city of Bartonville, through Lake Camelot, and all the way down to the Civic Center.
And then you come into the Civic Center.
Yeah.
Okay, so you do legs of running, right? So
yes.
You're like, you can run for a few miles and then get on the bus and then you travel to the next stop.
Yes, ma'am.
And the celebration is awesome at the Civic Center.
Oh.
You haven't experienced that yet, have you?
I have not, but I know it's going
to
be great.
There are people everywhere, and then you get to see a lot of the kids, you know, who have, some of them are going through the treatments, and some of them are in remission, and they've been cured, and it's just amazing. It is really, really an amazing day. I want you to just, you know, encourage people about doing, you know, the goal is to get people to do something, right? This is your story.
Right.
And how did it feel once you stuck that stake in the ground and started going through the program? Just kind of give us a picture of where your mindset has been since you made this commitment and started doing it.
I feel much, much more healthier, much more energized.
So what, when you started the program, how did you feel? Did you think you would be able to stick with it?
Yeah, I was pretty driven, yeah.
You had already decided.
Yeah, I've been going to the gym since January, so I was pretty decided.
So you started in January kind of losing that weight.
I have,
And then you decided to do this run. What about the training program? Was it hard?
It was tough at times.
What was the toughest part?
Toward the end was the worst.
What do you mean?
At the beginning, it was pretty easy.
Because we started walking, right?
Walking, running like a minute, then run a minute. That was pretty easy, but toward the end, it was like running for 30 minutes. That's kind of tough.
Yeah, but you built up to that.
It's easy now, yeah.
And it's easy now. I love that. You're like, it's easy now.
Yeah, it's not bad now at all.
In hindsight, right? It's always a little bit easier. So if you are just tuning in, you are listening to I've Decided Radio Show, and I'm Kim Martin, host of your show, founder of I've Decided, and my guest today is the awesome Mike Brooks. He has participated in our I've Decided to Run program and is just really sharing his success story. Our run program is designed for beginner runners, like anyone who has never ran a race before. If you have said to yourself, I'm not a runner, I could never run, then I've Decided to Run is designed just for you, because we had 42 runners this year who crossed that finish line, and they said the same thing. They really never thought they saw themselves as runners. And I know, Mike, you've been sharing with us your story about running and how you've lost 40 pounds since January, and now you've done the My First 5K and moved on even to new program, doing a 5 to 10K training. So you are moving on up. And of course, you're going to be doing the St. Jude Bartonville to Peoria run this Saturday. But I love the inspiration behind why you're doing all this. And I know in the beginning of the show, we were talking a little bit about your son. What's your son's name, by the way?
Matthew.
So I want to hear more about that story. I want to hear more about Matthew's story, because I really want to help the community understand deeply about St. Jude and what good they do and why we should support them. So help, you know, just spend a few minutes here telling, if you can go back, it's been a while and he's doing well, so hopefully you can go back and kind of not get too emotional, but share that story from 10 years ago when you first found out that he was being diagnosed with cancer.
Well, Matthew was 18 years old, and he just graduated from high school. And he was working two full-time jobs at the time. So we didn't think nothing of it. So in June of 2006, he started getting sick, and we didn't realize it was from cancer. We just thought he was just tired. So then all of a sudden, his lymph nodes started getting bigger. So we called the pediatrician, Dr. DeBage, and he wouldn't see him because he was too old. But his family doctor was not established yet, so he couldn't go there. We were just kind of in between limbo because he didn't have really a doctor yet. So finally, the pediatrician finally said, bring him to me. I want to see him. We took him to the pediatrician that day on June 7th, and he decided, well, he had mono. He thought he had mono that day. They sent him home with medicine for mono, and come to find out, they did blood work, and they decided then that it wasn't mono. It was leukemia. So they sent him home, you know, from the doctor's office, and we started the medicine. That night, we got a call from the doctor's office saying, take him right to OSF. And he was flown the next day to St. Jude's in Memphis, Tennessee. When we got to OSF, though, the Dr. McAllister was the doctor that saw him there, and he told us that we need to get down to Memphis to be with him. At the time, we didn't even have the money to get down there because working paycheck to paycheck, it was between paydays, and we just didn't have the extra cash. So I ended up having to tell him I couldn't go because I didn't have the money. So Dr. McAllister left the room, came back with a St. Jude volunteer, and gave me some cash to get down there, which I thought was just amazing. You know, I mean, who does that nowadays, you know? So now I had the cash, I could get down there to be with my son. My wife has flown down with the ambulance with my son, so now we all could be down there together. I thought that was pretty cool. We get down there, and they put us up in the Grizzly House, which is like a hotel. We stayed there for like the first 3 nights, and then they put us in the Ronald McDonald House. And that's like in like a small apartment. You had your own little room, and they had the kitchen area where you cooked your food. At the Memphis, Tennessee, at St. Jude Hospital, they gave you a gift card to the grocery store to go buy food. I mean, they took care of all that for you. You didn't pay for nothing. Nothing whatsoever. I mean, of course, if you went extras, that was on you. But, like, they made sure you had all your meals, your transportation to get the meals, because, of course, you flew down, you know. I drove down, so I had a car there when I was there. But when I went home, there was no car there. So they made sure my wife got to the store. There was a bus service to and from the hospital so she can get back and forth to the hospital with my son. But for the first 2 weeks, he was probably in ICU, and she pretty much didn't leave his sight. You know, she stayed right through the hospital with him. And they did a blood washing called theasis, where they actually washed his blood out. They took his blood out of his body and washed it to get all the cancer cells out of his body, which helped out tremendously. That pretty much saved his life. If he wouldn't have done that, he probably wouldn't be here today. That's pretty cool.
So what kind of cancer was he diagnosed with?
Acute lymphoma.
Lymphoma,
yeah.
Okay, so that's like a blood?
It's a blood disorder, yeah.
A blood cancer.
It's a blood, it's called ALL T cell.
And he was 18, so normally kids are diagnosed earlier than that, right?
He was older for that type of blood disease, yeah.
And did they ever say, like, why? It could have.
Nope, never given us a reason why he got it. He just got it.
What were his symptoms? You said he was sick.
Was tired. He got really bad headaches for a couple weeks. Really bad headaches. I mean, we were working a part-time job, and he calls home just crying. You need to go to the hospital. And he's like, what? What's wrong? And he was having really bad headaches, and we didn't think nothing of it. You know, we just gave him Tylenol and said, lay down, you know. And then his lymph nodes started swelling really bad. Like, well, something's really not right here, you know. So she took him to the pediatrician finally, because he was in limbo with doctors, because at 18, the pediatrician said, you're too old. And
yeah, because that's like the cutoff for pediatricians, right?
He didn't have a family doctor established yet, so he couldn't go to our family doctor yet, because, you know, he was in limbo because he hadn't been in an appointment yet. So finally, the pediatrician said, yeah, bring him back to me. I want to see him. And the pediatrician, that's who diagnosed him with leukemia.
And what you're saying is, St. Jude, you didn't have the money to take your son to Memphis, but St. Jude gave you cash so that you could go down there. And
that was just me. They flew him down by ambulance.
Okay.
Air ambulance.
And you never had to pay for any of that?
Nothing.
You didn't have the money for you to get there.
I didn't have the gas money to even drive my car down there. I mean, I had enough gas for me to get back forth to work, and that was it.
And they gave you the money.
They gave me gas money to get back and forth to Memphis just so I could get down there with my son. And I thought that was pretty awesome.
I think that's really awesome. And testament to St. Jude and what an amazing organization that they are.
For sure.
And they're saving lives. I mean,
every day.
Every day they're saving lives. I think their percentage of, I think in like even in the 70s, if a child was diagnosed with childhood cancer, odds of them surviving were like 30% or something like that.
It was very small.
It was really small. And now today,
it's like 90% or 92%, last time I knew.
It's like 92%.
It's probably even better than that now, yeah.
Yeah, because of St. Jude. It's just really an incredible. And I just love it because one person decided to make a difference in the world, and it's just turned into this amazing organization that is making an impact that saved your at many children, but you're here. Mm-hmm. Your son Matt,
right,
saved his life. Well, that story alone can help us understand why you were so adamant about wanting to participate in the St. Jude runs,
right?
Because you wanted to give back.
Exactly.
And this is your way. So your goal then, because in order to run, some of the listeners may not understand this, but in order to run, you got to raise money.
Yeah, raise $1,000 or more.
Okay. So how have you been doing that?
Various ways. I Facebook. I send a lot of messages on Facebook. I send out letters to all my friends and family. I sent out 57 letters so far. I've only got about 13 letters back. I've raised my goal, though, already on Facebook and through the letters, so I've raised my $1,000 already, but there's always room for more.
Right.
My personal goal is $2,000, but I've already raised $1,200.
Nice.
So there's always improvement for more.
And we want to encourage any listeners, if you are hearing Mike's story today about his decision to get started with running and go through the I've Decided to Run training program, and his if you are inspired by his son Matt's story and would love to donate to his cause, you can find Mike at, you can go to stjude.org and find St. Jude Runs, and then you can just look up a runner, Mike Brooks, and you're running from Bartonville to Peoria. How long is it going to take you guys? Do you have the time that it's going to take you to do all this?
Well, we leave Bartonville Kroger's at 6 in the morning. We'll be in Civic Center about 3 o'clock afternoon, so it's an all-day event.
It is. Are you going to have time to go back? And the hardest part is that afternoon where you really need a shower.
Yeah.
Because it gets super hot.
Right.
Do you have time to run home and take a shower and then come back down and enjoy the festivities?
Well,
or?
I'm hoping just to take one to Civic Center.
Yeah.
And I'll miss nothing.
Yeah. I did that one year. For guys, it might be easy, but it was not much fun for girls.
Oh,
there
really?
Was just a whole bunch of girls trying to take a shower. But, you know, I think the beauty of being uncomfortable, if you will, the beauty of all of this, the hard work it takes to run that 20 miles that you're going to run. And, you know, you're going to get hot. It's going to be miserable. And it's going to be hard, right?
Right.
But you're going to have your son on your mind and all the other kids at St. Jude to help you get through.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
And so, well, how long was your son in treatment?
10 years.
Oh, wow. He had to go through treatment
for 10 years is the normal treatment for leukemia.
Really?
Yeah.
So what does that entail? What does that treatment entail?
Leukemia.
Chemo?
Chemo, yep.
Okay.
They do spinal taps every so often. They do blood tests every time they turn around. They go to the doctor like constantly.
You had to go back and forth.
Back and forth to Memphis and Peoria. For 10 years.
And again, you're saying St. Jude covered
everything.
Everything.
Yep.
That is just amazing.
I mean, when he would fly back to Memphis like for his checkups, they would fly him and my wife to Memphis. They would fly them on airplanes with no cost to us.
Wow, that's impressive.
Or if we drove down, they pay for our mileage. So we can go down there. And then when we get down there, they feed us. How awesome is that?
That is super awesome.
It's almost like a vacation away from home, you know? Yeah.
Well, they make it as easy as possible, right? With what you're having to go through. That is absolutely amazing.
Yes,
so tell us about Matt today. How's he doing?
He's doing well. He's doing real well. He's got a job finally. So that's a blessing.
And he's completely in remission. Is he considered cured in remission?
He's cured. Yeah, he's in totally remission.
Everything's normal.
Normal so far.
And he is how old?
He's 29 now.
29. So what do they tell you what are the odds? Does he have any higher risk that it would come back? Or do they say, no, it's in the same?
They said he's pretty much cured. So chances of getting it back now are pretty slim.
Okay.
I mean, it's, you know, there's nothing that, there's no statistic to say that he'll get it back now.
Is he back to 100% good health? Does he have any side effects from it? Or
he does have side effects, you know, like bad knees from all the drugs he's had to take. And he's got memory loss from all the chemo he's done. But that's worse than losing his life, of course.
Oh, sure.
You know.
Do they feel like in time maybe that might get a little better? Or?
Not for sure. But
just taking it day by day.
We'll take it.
Yeah. How excited are you about this run coming up on August
5th? I'm so darn excited.
I can't wait. I hope I see you down there, Mike.
We'll have to find each other.
Oh, yeah. Well, let's definitely.
I tell you what, though. The most exciting part about the run is coming through across that finish line and seeing all those people that you're running for that you don't even know. I know coming back from Memphis, and my first year coming back from Matt was in treatment. And just overwhelming seeing these people, all these runners coming through there. That's just heartwarming to see. That's just awesome.
It is awesome. And, you know, that everything that we really have, I say this all the time, our community really is awesome.
Mm-hmm.
We have so many resources here and so many that people aren't even aware of, you know. And that's what we want to do. That's our goal with I've Decided, is just to help people see what we have right here in our community. The fact that we are a St. Jude affiliate, that is awesome.
That's a blessing.
It is a blessing, and that alone has saved children's lives.
Yeah.
I know for sure my friend her daughter who was diagnosed with leukemia as a little girl, if it hadn't have been for the children's hospital here, she may have lost her life, you know.
Right.
So having that right here in Peoria is amazing.
Well, just think, if they didn't have the one in Peoria, what would happen? You'd be living in Memphis a long time.
Yeah, because you can do a lot of the treatments here.
That's where most of the treatments were done, in Peoria.
Oh, that's amazing. Yeah,
yeah.
So you don't have to go down there. Otherwise, like you were saying, you have to just stay there the whole time.
Yeah.
And then, of course, the St. Jude affiliate, the St. Jude runs, and having all these people. I want to encourage you, if you are listening and you're around on Saturday, August the 5th, it's worthy of your time to get out, cheer on these runners. We're going to be running all through the town on Saturday. They're going to be can shakers out on the corners in all these communities. Every community in our surrounding area has a St. Jude affiliate run. So whether you're in Metamora, Germantown Hills, Morton, Washington, Pekin, Bartonville, Dunlap, Henry, Lakin, the list goes on and on. We have the Running Central to Peoria. You're going to see can shakers out all over. You're going to see runners. Get out, cheer them on, pass them a $20 bill, put some money in the bucket. Go online. Specifically, we'd love to see Mike's donations get higher. His goal is $2,000. He's at $1,200 right now. I want to see him hit that $2,000. If you're listening, go to stjude.org right now and find Mike Brooks and make a donation. And it is a great cause. Mike, I'm so glad I met you. So thankful that you participated in our I've Decided to Run program and stuck that stake in the ground to accomplish your dream and your goal, which was to participate in the St. Jude Bartonville Run to Peoria.
It's awesome.
It's such a great success story. I hope it's encouraged you listening today to do something. What is it that you want to do? Pick up that stake, put it in the ground. Decide right now that you're going to go after that dream. Go to idecided.org. We've got tons of resources to help you be successful. You have questions, you can email me at kim@idecided.org. And join us every Sunday morning for I've Decided Radio Show. Enjoy the rest of your day, and I hope to see you down at the Peoria Civic Center next Saturday, August 5th, for St. Jude Runs.
Thanks for listening to I've Decided Radio, sponsored by I've Decided, a local organization designed to help motivate you to reach your goals. Listen every Sunday morning at this time for I've Decided Radio. For more information, go to ivedecided.org. What will you decide?